Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Let's Be Clear with Shannon Doherty. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Let's Be Clear with Shannon Doherty. You guys, be prepared. Be prepared. This is wild. Tori Spelling.
Hey. Hi. Oh my God, I've never heard you say my full name.
I know.
That was so weird.
No, it's usually Tor.
Yeah.
I got you out of bed. Very happy about that.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, because I'm curious, because I know that you're like very thoughtful about how you present stuff and do things. You don't just do things randomly in your professional life.
Yeah.
Personal life, maybe a little random.
Yeah, questionable.
Much like me. Huh? So why did you choose to do your podcast from your bed?
Oh, so here's not the thought out answer. It just happened, the first one. We did the first episode at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and the bed was the only option.
Oh.
But then I liked it. It felt intimate. I don't know. I like it.
Okay.
So now I'm going to continue. But yeah.
Being in the bed, it probably makes you, because it feels more intimate, probably mm-hmm. makes you feel
safer.
Like you can be safer, but a little bit more raw and vulnerable.
Correct.
All right. So yeah. Now I approve of the bed.
Before unlike now, when I'm sitting at your dining room table at the head of it. But at least you gave me one.
I did.
Uh-huh.
You know. So you and I very recently flew back from Pittsburgh together.
We did.
My friend has a plane and he was gracious enough, because it was my birthday weekend, to fly me there and fly a couple of us back.
Thank you.
Because we talked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of was like, yeah, here's all the points that we wanted to talk about. So we're kind of going to relive some of the plane.
First of all, that plane experience was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good. It's, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, we were talking about our friends. Probably some of our listeners will remember lots of photos, paparazzi photos of the two of us out and about. I mean, we hit it hard.
Hollywood.
Yeah. Wow. We hit it very hard.
Oh my gosh.
Roxbury, bar one.
Wait, can I take it back to the beginning?
Yeah, please do.
Going out. Remember the wrap party for the pilot? I believe it was at Spago, and you and I went and got our hair done that day at the salon that was at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
I don't remember that.
We got our hair done.
Okay.
And we went, and I think it was at Spago. I know it was at Spago because there's more to this. We went there, and at the time, I was like, Brian, Brian, Brian.
Yes.
And wasn't there a time when I was like, Brian, Brian, Brian. But anyway. And he was going to go with us, and then he didn't end up, and I was like spiraling, like, I thought he liked me, la, 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 la. Didn't eat. As usual, like, we drank. I was underage, though.
Yes, very.
So were you.
Yes, we both were.
Okay. Correct.
And listen, that's what teenagers do.
Yeah.
You know, they sneak their parents' sherry or like whatever is around the house. I'm not saying that you should be doing this, obviously. But, you know.
Especially not sherry. Well, I mean, but we were starring on a show. Mm-hmm. It was your show, basically, you and Jason. And we were there as filler at the moment. But they didn't stop us from drinking alcohol at the cast party, and they were all excited, and I don't think anyone looked at anything. Anyway, I ended up not eating, and I was plummeting that, like, oh my God, Brian Austin Green doesn't like me. What do I do? What do I do? And I just remember we ended up in the stall at Spago, and you were holding my hair, and I was puking up their infamous pasta. That's how I know it was Spago. Yeah. And you were just like, there were noodles just coming out, and you're like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
So I guess I did eat something, but hadn't even digested and drank a lot. And then I had to get home. And I feel like my parents wanted to ground me, but I was like, I'm on a hit show. Like, it's just like, it just launched and like, this is cool. And like, okay, but I'm really just a 16-year-old girl. And now I'm being grounded because I puked.
Fair enough that you got grounded. Yeah. Fair enough. And I think I was 17 and a half or just turned 18 on the pilot. So I should have been grounded as well, but I
maybe
wasn't.
They tried to. My dad probably was like, babe, sham.
Maybe. I wasn't hanging out at the manor as much.
Yet.
It was during season one and season two that I think I stayed at the manor equally as much as you stayed at my house.
Correct.
And we would often walk into the manor. First off, two things that always stood out to me about the manor was A, walking in, and was it Nan?
Nanny, yeah.
Who made the food. She always left like cookies for us in the kitchen. Yes.
I don't remember this.
She always left food, and she knew I was always hungry super late at night. So she always left me food.
She loved you.
And I loved her too. She was so special and took such good care of me whenever I was there. She would like leave waters out for us and just really try to make sure that we were okay. So that's always very memorable to me. But then one of the times we went on the elevator to go upstairs. And do you remember the elevator doors opened on the second floor and your mother was standing there staring at us in the elevator? And we started laughing so hard. Like, we could not.
She always waited up for us.
But she was mad.
Fair.
She was mad. We were later than normal. And she was not happy about it. And she was right. The thing was, like, we needed to at least call and let someone know that we were going to be that late or take security or, like, something. But
fair.
I was petrified. But
you were a year and a half older. That was your responsibility?
Right. Technically. But I had also never been out.
I love that you're like, we didn't call. Like, she was like, it was both of us. But it was. That's how my parents felt about Shan. Like, it was like literally, yeah, it was their kids.
It was both of us were supposed to call. We had a responsibility. Yeah. And when neither one of us did it, Candy would get upset.
Yeah.
Fair enough that she got upset.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
There is nothing like a good night's sleep, and for me, that starts with cozy bedding. Cozy Earth is my go-to when it comes to bedding. Their products will transform the way that you sleep. I really love how soft their sheets feel, and they keep me cool at night because Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating. And when it comes to durability, the fabric, materials, and weave offer quality and longevity. Plus, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. So treat yourself to the ultimate comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. You deserve it. You can even use promo code CLEAR for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Oof, run and do that. Treat yourself, your mom, your wife. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code CLEAR for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
God, those were like wild times. And those infamous photos of us at the Roxbury with Brian and Marky Mark flipping off the photographers, and then just other ones of us walking out, again, laughing. I think you and I, for two seasons, did a lot of laughing until we didn't because of boyfriends.
Fair. Oh, a lot of laughing.
A lot of laughing.
Good for the soul.
I mean, we were best friends.
We were.
Sisters.
Correct.
Like, hardcore sisters. And I know your dad got really upset with me about something. And I told this story when Brian, I think, was on the podcast. And I came to your house and security didn't really want to let me in because your dad was super mad at me. But your mom saw me, I guess, on like cameras. So she told them to let me in. And then she waited for me. You know how like you pulled in guard gate.
Yes.
And then you pulled to the left and I pulled to the right and parking right there. And the door would go into like the hallway and then the kitchen.
Right.
So your mom was standing there waiting for me again. And she said, I don't care what is ever happening between you and my husband. You're always welcome in my home. And hugs me. And I...
She never said that to me. She was the favorite child. So that's fine.
Hey, you were daddy's girl.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, you were daddy's girl. So we were, you know, listen, if you were late, I was late. If I was late, you were late.
Yep.
Because we were always together.
Always.
And we were definitely late a few times.
Yes.
And some cast members didn't really like that, which I understand as well. But I always got the brunt of it.
You did.
Because they're not going to say something to the producer's daughter.
Correct. And at the time, that is something that I didn't see.
Right.
Because I couldn't, you know, I was in it and it was hard to see. And I prided myself when I started that show being on time because I was like, everyone's going to hate me. I'm the producer's daughter. I have to be on time. And then, you know, we all got comfortable and we got this big life suddenly that exploded quickly.
Yes.
And
we were young. Like when you're that young, you don't have, I don't think you have the mental capacity to fully process what's happening in a really healthy way.
You can't possibly. Mm-mm. We weren't developed. We were teenagers, my kids' ages, you know, and I can't imagine the responsibility that we had giving to my kids, my 15, 16-year-old right now, and my 17-year-old. I'm like, whoa. Can we go back to the Brian and Marky Mark picture real quick? So that picture, like, it was different back then, you guys. Like, paparazzi didn't follow you everywhere. They would be at, like, certain places, like nightclubs, restaurants. And they would say, do you mind taking a picture? They would ask you, usually when you came in or out. But that day, they were, like, ravenous because it was the four of us. We were up in the VIP room. We thought it was blacked out windows.
Correct.
And someone's like, oh, they're taking pictures. We're like, oh, whatever. And we flipped them off.
All four of us at the same time.
All four of us at the same time. Because we were like, they can't see this. Meanwhile, full on picture. Like,
Yeah. And went everywhere.
Everywhere.
Absolutely everywhere. There's only one other picture from 90210 that I remember went everywhere. And that was Jason and I making out at like an after party for an award show. And that thing went everywhere too. And I was like, oh, I'm making out with my brother. This is not good.
I was always hot when that happened. But yeah.
So we had a ridiculous amount of fun.
We did.
And again, like sisters, like best friends. And then I remember you had, well, we both got boyfriends that ended up being friends.
Yes.
And they weren't great.
No.
They were not good. Both had a lot of issues.
They were better to each other than they were to us.
Yes.
So good thing.
They were friends. I think what we were trying to figure out on the plane is what was the pivotal moment that, because it's like 1 minute we were friends and then 1 minute we weren't.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think from my perspective, as I was looking in, now being an outsider, I saw that you were swayed by two certain individuals and particularly one.
You know, I'm a swear.
Huh?
You know, I'm a swear.
Yeah. Yes.
My downfall. Yeah.
Yeah. You were always easily swayed.
Yeah.
And it was very frustrating for me because I always used to tell you, like, yeah, Tor, have an opinion. Like, you're smart. You're funny. You're talented. I loved you and I respected you and I wanted you to believe in yourself as much as I believed in you.
So
then seeing you like get swayed and our friendship ending, but we on the plane were trying to figure out what was the weak point where you were able to be swayed and I kind of just went, I can't keep fighting for this. Mm-hmm. And I think it was your boyfriend.
Really?
I do. I think he was because he was abusive.
Abusive, an addict, yeah.
Like verbally, physically. I remember we went to Mexico with our boyfriends.
Oh, I found pictures.
And I mean,
Mexico,
you know,
Maui.
You called me crying like from your room and you came to my room. And there was a point I specifically remember looking at you and saying, you have to end it with him or I'm going to actually kill him. Like, I can't stand by and watch this. So I could be in jail. And all I can think is that because you didn't break up with him, you stayed and you got tortured for a little bit longer. But
did I? Wait, yeah, I'm trying to.
But we sort of started drifting apart. I don't know if that was it. I don't know if you know, you started listening to those other two people.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was. There were so many really interesting moments about like that time in the show and in our relationship because there was this whole conversation about what to buy the crew for Christmas as a cast. And somebody, one of the cast members suggested a van that we would then donate to charity. Like we would buy a used van and we would all, you know, donate like $1,500 for the van and then donate it to charity in the name of the crew. And I was like, I'll just donate money directly to a charity, but I'm not doing this to my crew. Like,
yeah, what does that get them?
Gets them, you know, they want a party. They want t-shirts. They want hats. They want, you know, a DVD player. If there were DVDs back then, maybe there were Laserdisc. I don't know, but like, or VHS things.
Walkmans.
And I remember we ended up still doing a party and the crew was so thankful that they got to like, just hang out and let loose. And have free drinks and free food and a DJ and like party and have fun. But I know that that caused a huge rift between me and three of the cast members. Mm-hmm.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's all coming back?
Is it? Okay, so tell me what's coming back to you.
I don't know. I remember that particular moment. I was really conflicted because I had everyone coming at me like, you have to be on this side or that side. It's like, why? And it was one against many. Mm-hmm. And I was young. You know what? Fuck that. Sorry. I got easily swayed. It's not about being young. I want to be accountable and be like, yeah, I fucking bought into it. So I was probably like, cool, van rocks. I don't want to do the van.
No.
I think
no.
We talked about it. I didn't want to do the van.
And it's just...
Did the van happen? It happened.
The van did happen. I don't think I put money into the van because I was very resolute. Ooh. In treating my crew the right way. Like, I didn't need
she always
this
is.
Feel good moment. Yeah. Of like, ooh, I've donated charity. Like, again, I do a lot of charity work and I donate a lot of money to charities.
And you always did.
And I always did. Yeah. So I was like, well, why don't you just find a charity that you believe in and donate some of your paycheck? And then let's let a crew that's not making the same amount of money right. that we make
get something
that they're actually going to enjoy.
They worked hard. Yeah, you're right.
So I think that was a big moment. And then there was another big moment where...
Wait, we skipped over boyfriends.
No, we're not.
No?
No.
Okay.
There was another, because it all ties together. Mm-hmm. So the other moment was when Jason, Luke, and I did the cover of Rolling Stone.
Okay.
And I'm going to jog your memory. I came into work.
Yes.
So did the boys.
Yes.
We were all there.
Yes.
And I was in my dressing room and there was a knock on my door and there were several cast members. They dragged you into it as well.
Me?
Yes. Granted.
I didn't care.
I know you didn't care.
Okay.
And set me down. And said that I should not be doing covers without the entire cast. That I should have said no to Rolling Stone magazine. And I was like...
Why? Because you were the female?
Because I was probably the one that they thought that would listen. I don't really know. They didn't say it to the boys. Because I checked with Luke and Jason afterwards. I was like, did you guys get like harassed about... And I spoke up for myself and said, you guys are nuts. This is Rolling Stone magazine. I'm not saying no to Rolling Stone magazine. Like... There's no way. Nor am I saying no to Fox. When they asked me to do publicity, I'm saying yes. But that was another huge moment.
I was there. Ugh, I'm sorry.
You were, granted, it was three, like a wall in front of me, and you were kind of like in the back, like sort of standing there. You had this look of pure
fear,
deer caught in headlights. And I felt really bad for you, but I also was like, Montour,
no,
speak up for me. Speak up, speak up, speak up.
I couldn't. I'm sorry. I couldn't.
It's fine. We're a lot older. We've been through stuff.
You know, I still can't speak up for myself sometimes. So,
yeah. So,
at 50.
So, I'm not sure if it was those two moments on set, if it was your boyfriend. I can't recall the exact riff, but I'm thinking all of those things sort of collided at one time.
Then,
and maybe it was just so much pressure from other people that, you know, the friendship just dissipated and then you gravitated towards others.
But here's the thing, you know, when things go down, you're in a bad relationship. You have two types of friends. Ones that, well, they all say, we don't like them. They tell you. There's ones that will kind of go along with it in front of the bad boyfriend and ones that are like, no. I felt like that time, like Jen would always be like screaming at him and it put me in a bad position. And because he would afterwards take it out on me. You know, she didn't have to go home with him. I did. And I feel like you walked the line of talking me through it, what I should do, but being okay to his face so that I didn't get further verbally and physically abused.
Yeah. I mean, when you have a boyfriend that's that volatile,
you handled it right.
Because he always thought like, someone, oh, Shan likes me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, he definitely would have taken it out on you.
Correct.
When I'm not present to stop him. And that was something I didn't want to do.
Which but many times I called you and was like, you have to come to the apartment now. And you would and always and get me. When you were with, I felt like, was I still with?
I don't know. You were not really present when I was with, because that was third season. And, you know, maybe part of it was.
I was in your house. I was with you guys. I slept over.
But not a lot.
No.
And I think I was hiding so much of what was happening in that relationship.
Yeah.
Because it felt odd to have lectured you and been like, I'm going to kill him if you don't leave him. And then I find myself in a very similar situation as you did. But, you know, I got to be honest, I also was like, how is she not noticing certain things? You know, for me, and especially because at that point in time, you had, you know, gravitated completely towards Jenny.
Yep.
Who didn't have as messy of a life, you know, or seemingly didn't have as messy of a life. And mine was for sure messy. Yours was messy.
Yeah.
It might have just been easier to be with someone who, you know, appeared a little bit more stable, if you will.
I don't think it was that.
So what was it?
I think when I was young, it was whoever was the alpha more at the moment would sway me.
Right.
And I think I couldn't stand up for myself. I couldn't, I didn't take ownership of anything. So it's like, you know, nice to everyone. But it's like, like you said, have a fucking opinion about something. And I'm sure I did. I just didn't. How did I not notice what was happening though? That's the key thing here.
Right. Because I mean, and there was a lot of things to notice. One was, you know, that had a severe drug problem.
Correct.
And when it went overboard, he was, you know, pretty abusive. And I would show up to work, you know, 4 hours late because I was wrecked. I mean, like physically wrecked. And my dad would have to come and get me out of the house. And I've talked about this before on the podcast because it felt very odd to me that like, I talked to Jason about it, that no one like paid close enough attention to each other. I might be guilty of that too, right? I paid very close attention to you. I paid really close attention to Brian and to Luke because that was
your circle,
you know, my circle. And Luke and I had our super combative moments, but it always ended up in like a loving moment.
It did. Yeah.
So
you guys would scream at each other.
Oh my God. We would scream at each other and then we'd be hugging.
Yeah.
It was like a real boyfriend girlfriend relationship. It was so weird.
Or brother and sister.
Yeah.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
infamous moment in the Peach Pit. Do you remember Pants Down Day and what happened?
Oh, the fight outside?
That started inside on the set.
I don't remember inside.
Yeah, it was like a, you know, do you remember that
we would have
that someone would always do like pants down, like pants the crew?
Nope.
God, I'm going to have to get some crew members on here.
you would have days where it was like, you know, Hawaiian shirt day. Da, da, da. Right. There were pants down days. Cool.
Yeah. So
I got enough.
That started that fight because I knew the crew was pretty irritated by it. And you know, Ginny always wore boxer shorts underneath her skirts, like the Calvin Klein men's white.
Right.
So I didn't think it was a big deal that I did skirt up day because she always had on the boxer shorts, but she didn't like it. That's fine. But it just spiraled and spilled outside. And, you know, Brian and I, and you were like screaming for us to stop, and you told the boys to help, and they broke us up and held us back. And then, you know, we marched our separate ways. But
oh, I'm seeing it now. It's kind of hot if I think about it right now.
Stop it. The entire thing got blamed on me. Like there was no.
You're right.
Yeah. There was no like two people got in a fight, two people yelled at each other, two people said, you know, horrible things to each other. Mm-hmm. I had my hair ripped out with grip tape. Like there was, photos of it. I even tried to show like Paul Wagner. I was like, this is what happened to me. Like, are you kidding? But it was, I think at that point, it was so easy to blame me. You and I weren't really tight anymore. And so I think everybody felt that there were some people, I don't want to say everybody, there were some people that felt I didn't have this sort of protection of the producer's daughter being my best friend. It was like all of a sudden I became open game. And then I heard an interview that I think you did. Somebody told me about it. I did not hear it. So I don't want to quote you, but it'll jog your memory that you said, I feel like I was responsible for Shannon getting fired to a certain degree because I told my dad about the fight and said something had to happen or whatever. Do you remember that interview?
I do. But I feel like the fight wasn't what led to firing.
I think it was a
I would love to know moment. The time. It what?
Because yes. Bri said it came right after the fight. That
Are you sure?
Guys,
like,
that's
is
what
that
Brian
really?
Said. Brian said that shortly after
I would
the
love
fight,
a timeline
they all
that.
Sat down. That you guys all sat down in Paul Wagner's office.
I can tell
Betty
you that
there.
Day, which is totally a different day, though.
Totally different day.
Yes,
absolutely. Because it took time to organize everyone. Like your dad was on a phone call, conference call with that with you guys, not with us. I wasn't invited. I mean, that's what Bri said on the podcast.
You know, I'm pretty good with memory. I don't remember it that way. What happened that morning that it all went down that day was. Yeah, it was the makeup trailer. There was, you were late and
I am burst in.
Correct. I know I'm trying to protect people and it's like, yeah.
No, I am burst in. He didn't notice that my makeup artist was trying to cover up all the strangulation marks on my neck. So yes, that was the day that I was 4 hours late.
And then he said, yes.
Well, was
that the day?
Called me the C word. And a lot of other things. By the way, I love Ian, you guys. So
yes,
like,
don't, like,
we love Ian and there's no hard feelings.
30 years ago, you guys.
It was like, 30 years ago. And also dang. There are things that, you know, people did not know. I did not share. And so people did not know, you know, why was Shannon 4 hours late? Like I wasn't, like I said earlier, when I was late, you were late. When you were late, I was late. Cause we always drove into work together and we were always together.
Did.
And then
sleepovers, like, yeah.
And then with the, you know, that time period, if I was late, it was because I was, you know, injured or trying to get somebody to like get sober. There was.
And the assumption at the time was that you were, you know,
out partying.
Yeah. And that was the assumption that they made without asking you, like, what's going on? So I feel like, yeah, they, but that day he walked, that was the day. So you came in on one side of the trailer. He came in the other, and we were all in between in the makeup chairs. And that's the day he said, you're a C-U-N-T. And then he said, can't understand normal thinking. Because we were all like, what did he just say to her? And then he clarified quickly, can't understand normal thinking. And I was sitting there just, I was terrified. I was sitting in the chair. When I heard him scream, I was like, oh my God. And all I could think at the time is, I knew that was going to fire you up. Because you don't take shit from anyone. So it's not like you're going to be like, okay, you're going to come back, which is what I love about you. And I was like, oh God, oh man, what's this? Oh, this isn't good.
Especially considering how fucked up I was, like, and not drunk fucked up, but no, like, just
not fucked up.
I had literally been up all night with someone on crystal meth, crack, like everything he could put on his body, who then went ballistic on me. I had an eardrum that was like bleeding. My father was freaking out. I thought my dad was going to go over there and like murder him. So for Ian to like come at me, for no one to be and like,
he didn't know.
Hey, what are all those marks on your neck? Like, why is your ear got blood dripping from it? Like, for no one to notice, for no one to be like, okay, hold on. Maybe this is something a lot different. Maybe we should actually ask her if she's okay. Maybe we should ask like, hey, what happened? Mm-hmm. Like, you're 4 hours late. Maybe it was only three. I'm going to just boost it to the top number, 4 hours. And it really messes up all of our days. And you know, for Ian, it was messing up like another job. He had to get off work to go to another job, like a voiceover thing that he had booked.
Biker Mice Mars.
Right. So I understood. But I think when he came at me like that, in that moment, I was just so upset that somebody else was coming at me. Mm-hmm. And
it was another, yeah.
And that nobody, and particularly that a man was now yelling at me and nobody was getting my back, that I was not having it. Rightfully so, by the way.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.